Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to North San Diego Business at Large, where each week you'll meet some of the movers and shakers in the North San Diego County business community. North San Diego Business at Large is sponsored by Syndicating Your Content, where we bring traffic and income to your website. Visit syndicatingyourcontent.com for more information.
Good afternoon, I'm Deborah Simpson coming to you from Carlsbad, California. If any of our listeners are on Twitter, and especially if you're a North San Diego County business owner, I'd appreciate you hitting that tweet this button on the left and let your followers know about the show. If you have a question, you can feel free to call in. The number is 646-929-0096, or you can send me a question via the chat room. It is open. And if you like the show, you can follow the show by tapping the Follow Us button on the show page. Of course, you can always subscribe to us via iTunes. So today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about clout. And the reason I wanted to talk to you about clout is I have an acquaintance in the business community who likes to present her business through speaking opportunities. And you may be the same way as well, where you're looking for organizations that will allow you to keynote their different events. Well, she needs social proof that she's influential, that she can move people to act upon her suggestions. So she decided that she wanted to raise the number of fans that she has on her business page at Facebook. And she's doing that by purchasing advertising, which can be a great strategy if you can niche, and you can niche it down, but you have to niche it down to people who are interested in seeing your content. Probably a year and a half ago, there was a big trend on Fridays on Facebook, and they called it Facebook Friday. Someone would post a really cool little image that said, okay, Facebook Friday, and on that post, you all would come in and you would leave the URL to your business page on Facebook Friday. And then you would just simply run down the comments and like the pages that had been shared. There's no rhyme or reason for doing that, because what you want as followers, not only on Facebook, but on Twitter and relationships on LinkedIn, you want people that are aligned with what you're doing. You want to build your tribe. You want to build your community. You want to be the leader of the pack. And you want to be able to move people to take action on items you'd like them to take action on. That makes you an influencer. If you're an influencer, you make a suggestion to your tribe and they go for it. Those influencers are what these people who are putting together conferences and need keynote speakers are looking for in their keynote speakers. Can you influence your tribe to visit that website of the event? If it's an online event, can you move your followers to register for the event? If it's geographical or local, can you move people in your local community to attend that event? That's what being an influencer is. It was several years ago that these rating sites came along. So it's Clout, KLOUT.com, Cred, KRED.com, Peer Index, PEERINDEX.com, and then Brandify, BRANDIFY. Those are the, and Brandify is the Microsoft product. Those are the four main evaluators of your online influence. And they watch and see how you're interacting. So what you do is you go over to each of the sites and you establish your profile. What you're going to do next then is link as many of your social media sites to the tools as they allow. So they have different tools. You know, you could link it to the main ones, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, and then there are the minor ones, offhand, Pinterest, some of the other smaller sites, Tumblr, different smaller sites that you can use as well. And then what these Clout, Cred, Brandify, and Peer Index do is they go and look at the activity through their algorithm on those different social media sites. And they grade you in relationship to the engagement you can create and the act of being able to move the people who follow you on those social media sites into action. So, for instance, a great example. I have been working really hard on a big event that was held on Wednesday, the Connected Women of Influence Awards. I have been neglecting some of my sharing on a regular basis to Pinterest, on my own Facebook page. I've kept my Twitter scheduling going, and it's so funny. You should see me at the morning. It's like 5 a.m. I have my phone. I'm downstairs in the living room. My husband's got the newspaper and coffee. He's reading it, and I'm scheduling out the tweets that I want to go out for the day. I'm looking at who's mentioned me and should I be responding to anything. So over the past, I'd say, 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, I haven't been as active as I usually am because I've had a lot of responsibilities that had to be taken care of business-wise. Then we had the event on Wednesday. On Wednesday morning, my clout score was dropping down to 64, and that's a pretty respectable clout score. I did a lot of event tweeting that day, Wednesday. And several people responded, and they tagged me in either their tweets back, or they tagged me in their Facebook sharing. My clout score jumped almost 2 points, which is a huge jump overnight. And that's because I was able to move people to engagement on my posts, to responding to what I was doing on Twitter, and to be tagging me, mentioning me on these social media sites as well. So why is your clout score even matter to you? The first thing that when clout came out, and this is kind of how I really got involved in it, I was over at, I believe it was Peer Index, and checking my score, and they gave me a perk. And they offered me the book, ROI, Return on Influence by Mark Schaefer. And that book really explained to me what clout was all about. I didn't have to go out and buy the book. Because of my influence online, they just sent the book to me. So clout has the similar things. In fact, I think clout probably started it, but clout has perks. So they will send you perks depending on what the content is that you're tweeting. So some of the perks, you know, I don't apply for or are not specific to what I'm doing. And some of the other perks are very specific to what I'm doing online. But, you know, perks don't necessarily move me to want to use clout more. I mean, it's nice to get free products from some of the top brands in the industry. These are the brands that look at these high clout scores, and they feel they're influencers. So they want the publicity that influencers can bring to any product or service they're offering. So they want to give you an early taste. So they wanted me to talk about the book, Return on Investment. So they sent the book to me. And it was pretty cool, and I do talk about it on an every once in a while basis. So perks are kind of one cool thing that comes along, but it's really kind of a byproduct. One of the other opportunities is if you're looking for employment somewhere and you want somebody to consider you for employment. So employers do consider at times, depending on how progressive they are, checking clout scores, cred scores, peer index, and Brandify when they're looking at an applicant, and especially if that person is going to be taking a job that they could make a big difference in the brand's success. So a large corporation might be interested in paying attention to a clout score for its VP of marketing position. You know, that person has to have a great deal of influence to help the brand reach people it couldn't otherwise have reached. So if they've been good in monitoring who they've been accepting as friends on a Facebook or fans on a Facebook page, or if they've been creating content on the Facebook page that the fans are responding to, if they've been creating content on Twitter that their followers are responding to, they become very attractive as a potential candidate for a job where a company is trying to move their brand forward through social media. So looking for a job, you might keep that in mind and start tweeting and sharing content on Facebook that's relevant to your field of expertise if you're looking for a job. On the other hand, you might want to be moving forward with a particular client if you have your own business, and maybe you've targeted some specific corporations that you'd like to do work with. If you can show them and demonstrate them how you can move their corporate message forward through social media, you become a more attractive business partner to them. I can't tell you how many times I've received things, compliments, potential new clients, referrals, because I've helped move somebody else's event forward through social media. With the event that we had on Wednesday was a nomination process and an award ceremony. So we had over 100 applications come in for the nominations. I went to each of those individual business websites to find out if they had a Twitter account. And then I proceeded to create tweets to congratulate all of them on becoming nominees. So while I was active on the organization's Twitter account and not active on my own Twitter account, the activity that I generated for the organization has made a difference for the organization, and we saw an uptick in the number of people following the organization now on Twitter. And some of these are very attractive corporations here in San Diego that the principal of Connected Women of Influence would like to be able to reach out for. So those are other opportunities that your clout score can bring to you because you're out there behaving in a way that a company or corporation sees could be beneficial to them. So Patrick's here with me in the chat room, and he wants to know how and why a small business owner in a brick-and-mortar store would use social media relating rating clout. It still goes back, Patrick, to pushing content out that attracts potential people into their store. So a brick and mortar has a more limited opportunity than a virtual business does that, you know, I could do business with anybody in the world if I wanted to, versus a brick and mortar is geographically bound. So they're going to use a little bit different social media strategies. One of the strategies they're going to employ would be Google Plus. But still, a clout score can give a brick and mortar business an opportunity to gauge how effective they are. So if the content a brick and mortar business is sharing is reshared by the fans of their business page on Facebook, by their followers on Twitter, they can gauge that through clout because of clout score and the other three organization scores. So it gives them a better idea of what's working and what's not working. So if they have content they're putting out on Facebook and people are responding, and if in our responses on Facebook, especially for our brick-and-mortar businesses because they need more help than the businesses who are more virtual, and they're in our community and add to our tax base and our well-being in the community. So what we want to do when we're engaging their content is to try to tag them on Facebook. So you know, if for a business page, if you're writing on their business page or writing on your personal profile or your business page, most of the time using the at symbol before you start typing their name will bring their name up and tag them. What we did for the award ceremony is
you can become your page on Facebook and lose your personal profile identity. So in essence, I can become Web with Deb on Facebook. And as Web with Deb, which is my page name, I can go over and like other pages, which you may or may not know that your business page on Facebook, if you actually become your page, and that's on the right-hand side where you have the little drop-down menu after the globe, which is your notifications, it says use Facebook as, and you become your page. When you become your page, the home link shows you the content of the other pages that you've liked. And I've used this very successfully on one of the pages that I manage, being able to reach out to specific pages and make them aware that we support what they're doing, and in turn, they've contributed to our page and contributed content and made our page visible to their people. A perfect example of this is I manage a fine art project that's going on, and our artist is transforming a Huey helicopter into a contemporary piece of art, and the Huey helicopter will be touring the United States over the next couple of years, because last year was the 60th anniversary of our entree into the Vietnam War. This year is our 40th anniversary of leaving the Vietnam War, and we want to bring out more awareness for post-traumatic stress disorder, and we want to raise funds for that as well. So we just went over to the Bell helicopter page, the Bell Huey UH-1 helicopter page, and we shared on their page, which doesn't necessarily show on their news feed, but makes them aware that we made a comment, and we told them what our project was about. They were so excited about our project that they turned around and that they shared it on their page with all of their followers. We went from 200 followers on Facebook to 600, literally overnight. I would be sitting watching my laptop, and it would just be ting, 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 and you'd see someone else liked the page, someone else liked the page. So you have an opportunity by becoming the page and going and liking the pages that you'd like to make your business, your cause, your event known to, liking the page and sharing it on their page, and maybe you can get them enrolled on helping you get more visibility. And you're right, Patrick, it is like clout makes you the popular girl in school. It makes the brick and mortar one of the popular stores in the neighborhood. So it can be a great way for a small business owner that's a brick and mortar to implement these tools in order to bring more visibility to themselves and what they're doing. So it can be a big win for you if you can really start to find your tribe and the people who really love it. So on this helicopter page, the majority of our fans on the helicopter page are Huey enthusiasts. And I see it when I post a picture of a Huey helicopter, or I post a picture of a Huey helicopter during a Vietnam, maybe a soldier sitting by the copter. But we have a lot of fans on the page who are Vietnam veterans, and they've been sharing their pictures with us. So they absolutely love everything we do about the Huey. I have some that population within our community that are advocates for post-traumatic stress disorder, but they aren't as big a voice as the Huey enthusiasts are. So I know that when I share anything Huey-related, my community is going to respond in droves. They're not going to respond at that volume with post-traumatic stress disorder. So that tells me I need to go out and make friends with more post-traumatic stress disorder pages. And trust me, there's a bazillion of them out there. And letting them know about our project and enrolling them into helping us move the project forward. So this is what we mean by influence online. And this is why I started out with the story about my friend buying fans on Facebook. I can't tell you how many times I get somebody send me a message over at Twitter that says they can, for $5, I can get 5,000 new Twitter followers. I don't need 5,000 new Twitter followers for anything. And I would say to these event planners that you shouldn't be gauging your speakers for your keynotes by the numbers on their fan page of fans or the numbers in their Twitter followers. You should look at the numbers of their clout score. Can they move their followers to action or not? So you want to be able to think about that when you're thinking about being gauged by social media. And I know it's tough. We don't like to be graded. We don't like to find out that we only have a score of 10 when somebody else has a score of 70 that's in our same industry. But at least that gives you a gauge that you can start out and you can start to bring your clout score up. Clout was recently incorporated into a company, Lithium, and that company is building a shared value network in which both consumers and brands can benefit from Lithium's analytics. And they needed to increase their investment on the consumer side, which is why they bought Clout. And now they're announcing that they have several new products designed to give business better information about who they should connect with online. And this helps because we don't want to just be wasting our time online. If we're going to be using social media as a marketing tool, we need to be able to have metrics. We need to be able to gauge whether we're reaching our people or not, and whether we're moving them towards a decision, a positive decision, I would hope, about our businesses and the possibility of doing business with us. So as much as we don't want to be measured on social media, we need to know, just like we need to know in any of our other marketing efforts, would you keep spending money on direct action or direct mail if you weren't able to gauge the results of direct mail? You know, would you keep taking on an advertisement in a newspaper or a magazine without gauging the return on investment of those? So you need to have or pay attention to these tools to help you gain that insight. And Patrick says, move to action is now near my own heart, return on investment. You knew social media would come around to investment metrics. Absolutely, Patrick, because businesses are screaming for it. They want to know if what they're doing makes a difference. So I would encourage all small business owners to go over to the four. Again, it's clout, clout.com, cred, cred.com, brandify, brandify.com, and peer index, peerindex.com. Establish your profiles so you get a baseline of what it is that you're doing. I know it sounds probably really too much, but I actually do check my clout score each and every day. And I was really disappointed to see that it was dropping, but I knew it was because I wasn't able in my schedule to keep up with all my own social media stuff. I really need a virtual assistant. But once we had the event and all of the content I created on social media through my smartphone, because it's very easy through the smartphone to be able to share up to Facebook and to be able to share up to Twitter, that bounced my score up 2 points overnight, which is a big movement over at Clout. So as much as you may not want to be, this can be one of the best tools for you to start gauging how effective you are in your social media marketing. How effective are you in moving the people who follow you into action? And once you're effective in moving people you follow into action on social media, then you become immensely valuable to others, to bigger brands, to speaking engagements at major events, keynote speaking at major events, to pulling people into your online webinars, your online membership sites. So I would encourage you to overlook the sting of setting up your scores and finding out where you sit amongst your peers. And you can actually do a little research over, especially on clout, and find out what your peers' scores are. There are also some extensions and add-ons to your browser. So, for instance, I have extensions and add-ons to my Chrome browser and Firefox. When I get an email from you and I open up the email, I can see what your clout score is. And it affects my decision about whether you would be a good strategic partner for me. If I'm doing social media and I want to bring you in to talk about blogging aspect and we are putting a workshop together, I want to have somebody who has as much influence as I do to help me bring attendees into the room or into the webinar. So I encourage you to go ahead, jump into these indexing sites, set things up and find out where you are, because that gives you the baseline to start. And then really start to look at the content you want to share and find a way to get people to engage. And I'll just give you one of my little tricks. I'm very political, but I'm not really political on my social media. So I will share something on social media, but I'll share it with verbiage that's somewhat neutral, and I might ask a question. So you know that the VA has had a really tough time keeping up with our soldiers who've come home with post-traumatic stress disorder. We had a share the other day. We have a relationship online with Canines for Warriors, and they provide, bye Patrick, nice to see you too, and they provide canines for soldiers with post-traumatic stress disorder. These canines are considered service dogs. There are many clinics, VA clinics and private clinics, who are refusing to let these soldiers come into the clinic with their service dogs because they don't recognize this particular dog as a service dog for whatever reason. I did a little bit of research when I found this out and found out that it's a lot of clinics that do this. I could have shared it on our Huey page with an attitude like, oh, this sucks, can you believe it? But I shared it in a neutral fashion. It said, we found this post and we wondered if it was happening all over the place, and we did a search on Google and found out it's pretty widespread. So tell me, has this ever happened to you? So you can use it in that way to be able to share controversial things. And so that's how I do it on my personal profile. I kind of say, oh, look what I found. Do you agree or disagree? And I let my tribe hash it out between themselves. And sometimes those posts can move my clout score up a lot. It's not necessarily moving people into an action I'd like to take with them into, but it does count for a lot of back and forth and a lot of engagement on the post. So that's the show for this week. You can join me each Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. Pacific time. And if you have an idea for the show or a business owner you think I should interview or you just want to talk about the show, you can feel free to contact me. My number is 760-729-6647, or you can send me an email. My email address is Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, at NorthSanDiegoBusiness.com. Until next week, I hope you have a safe and prosperous week.
North San Diego Business at Large is produced by Deborah Simpson and Syndicating Your Content, where we bring traffic and income to your website. Please feel free to leave your comments below.